Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And good day to you, Southern California. I'm very happy about today's show because we're going to talk about unemployment and what is called the unemployed priest. So if you are somebody that has no idea what you're doing on this planet and you make up one of the thousands of people that listen to the Astrology Hour every day that doesn't work, then this bud's for you. So this should be an interesting show for you. One thing about this show that I love is that this show is not for everyone. I don't know if you're aware of this or whether you noticed this or not, but a lot of people really tune into the Astrology Hour in the middle of the day, and no matter what time of day they tune in, it's like a foreign language station. They don't know what I'm talking about. They, you know, I don't know if you noticed this, even yourself, when you first tuned in, you might have been somebody who didn't know what I was talking about, but knew you were supposed to. So this was the type of show that you were meant to stay tuned to until you finally understood what I was talking about. What we do find out on this show is that this show appeals to a certain echelon of consciousness people, and that is why the Astrology Hour is not for everybody. I want to make that completely clear. I had a choice a long time ago to do an astrology-based radio show that was sun sign only or that was forecast only. And when I made the choice to appeal to people that wanted to learn astrology, the trines, the squares, the oppositions, the aspects, the houses, the transits, the compatibility, all that stuff, I chose to appeal to a certain level of consciousness that is higher than the norm. And that is why I am proud to say that of all the radio shows I've ever heard in my life, not waving my flag or blasting my ego, I do feel that this show is of an advanced venue and does appeal to those people that are either of a higher consciousness or approaching a rebirth of some kind to qualify them for the certain topics and the complicated jargon that goes on in this station. So when I meet my listeners and when I meet people that are members of the club or people that really are going far and buying things like Celestite or meditation classes or life development classes that we offer or whatever, then I'm really impressed because I really do recognize and realize that the folks out there that listen to this show are special. You know, what's strange and what is really unfortunate is if you do listen to the show every day like I do, actually, yeah, I guess I caught myself, I do, you'll notice that a lot of our folks, a lot of these people of a higher echelon nature are calling up for job information, for job recommendations and for job analysis. And then we say to ourselves, well, here we are, such a very special group of people, an incredible network, the Astrology Hour listening audience, and yet so many of our folks out there are not working. And you say to yourself, why is that? If we are so evolved, if we are so smart, if we are so aware and so intelligent, why is it that these people are unemployed? Okay, and that's what this topic is all about. This topic is called the unemployed priest. I'll tell you why. Because, you see, a lot of my listeners are artisans. They are creators. They are people that are actors and are musicians and dancers and singers. And they are not really a labor force per se, as much as they are people that would present entertainment, creativity, and artwork or sculpturing in their lives or their dance style or their artwork or their sculptures or whatever that would please people upon viewing this. You know, I wish we had a huge city that we would put all of our listeners into to live together and call it Creatorville or Creativityville or whatever, and just go ahead and instead of working a normal 40-hour week, we could just all be creative and entertain each other with our huge theater and our huge gallery of art and sculpture, and it would almost be like ancient Atlantis. You know, it would be quite something to see. But you see, don't you understand the point? The point of today's show more than anything else is to let you, the listener, know that the reason why some of our listeners may be unemployed or have difficulty finding or even holding a job is because what they are meant to be doing in their lives is not a normal thing. Okay, you, like you get it. Like a lot of people that listen to this show that don't have the money or don't have the energy or the ability to support the show are trying to make their bills. And they're waiting for their train to come in, whether it's because they're into acting or dancing or singing or whatever. They're working hard to try to manifest that ability. But did you know that our most gifted people on this planet, people that are gifted in singing and in dancing and in acting, do you know why they are so gifted? Oftentimes it's because they have the water in their chart or planets in the fourth house, eighth house, or twelfth house, the endings houses, we call it, which imitate water, okay? These are the sensitive people of our planet and of our network, our audience, that are able to, what we call, breach the void and access a higher part of themselves that allows them to be creative. And I'm including all my writers out there. I know I have a massive amount of comedy writers and TV and movie writers out there listening, and producers and directors and casting directors and people involved in the music industry and in show business. And every one of you are aware that you have this power, this ability to access your higher self and channel this energy that allows you to strive for this type of creative ability that hopefully one day will land you a job or land you an opportunity to actually perform this gift that you have. You see what I mean? You know, and that says a lot. What that says is that, see what I'm saying? I'm saying that you are able to access a higher part of yourself, a psychic part of yourself, a part of your multidimensional being, almost your God self, which allows you to let flow the energy of a higher part of your being, which allows you to radiate and feel good and entertain and reflect your creative force. And then you sit there every day and listen to this show and you wonder why you don't have a multi-million dollar contract and why you haven't been discovered, you know, and why you're not out there with your record or with your movie or with your book or whatever. And, you know, it's not just the competition. It is not just the fact that it is sort of a lotto because there are millions of people out there fighting for the same thing. A lot of it has to do with politics. Let's face it. Much of the area of show business is a closed shop. And if you're not related to our daughter, our son to sometimes, or if you're not totally connected to the producer or the director or the studio manager or someone that owns the movie or whatever, then oftentimes in order to get that cattle call or to get that job, it is like pulling teeth. You know, so unfortunately the way the system is run, you know, oftentimes we do find our most gifted, our most evolved, our most talented individuals hanging out there by a thread, unable to present themselves the way they want. You know, and this is the person that I identify as the unemployed priest or priestess. You know why? Because this person is so gifted, and besides the fact they do listen to and understand this show, which says a lot, because there's a lot of people that listen to this show and goes in one ear and out the other, right? And other people listen to the show and they understand perfectly what I'm talking about. Even though I fly through these topics oftentimes, it channeling the higher part of myself to present it to you, right? But at the same time, what I'm saying here is that there's a reason why this major force of artisans has incarnated at this time. You know, and there's also a reason why they are unemployed or why they can't hold normal jobs. You know, this force of people as a group is not really meant to work for anybody. You know, they are so powerful, they are so gifted, and they are so evolved that they are either best suited for a position of management and authority or in a position of being able to create an entity which can be and serve as their own business and actually a focus of creating income, right? Or just subject themselves to the direction and the acquisition by corporation to somehow sign them up or contract them to finally perform their gifts, which is the lotto we're talking about. You know, and what am I actually saying? What I'm actually saying is that society really is not for these type of people in a normal way. The reason why they're unemployed is because they just refuse to, or they're not comfortable holding normal jobs. Okay? And they're waiting, you know, they are waiting to be discovered, to be a star, to be a performer or an artisan or a creator, which is fine. But in the meantime, what are they supposed to do? You know, and the fact, you know, the focus of this topic is to acknowledge to you the fact that I know you have your gift, and I know you are creative, and I know you are talented, and I do believe you are meant to have success in your life. But at the same time, the reason why you might have trouble working or making money is because the only other option you have at your disposal would be to do something for this planet, which is a new age, metaphysical, esoteric, astrological founded resource. Did you know that a lot of people out there that are in show business are trying to breach the periphery of show business or writing or publishing or artwork or sculpting are using new age areas as a wonderful supplement to their lifestyle? And oftentimes I've talked to you about the New Age heralds, and oftentimes I've talked to you about the New Age teachers. Now I am talking to you about the unemployed priestess, the unemployed priest that understands this show, that's been listening to this show, that even does charts for free or analysis for free for their friends and relatives and whatever, when what they really should be doing is actively seeking a role to share and reflect this knowledge which they have learned, to further develop it, and to serve as a vital function of helping midwife this planet and all the people on it into the new age. Do you know what my function is? My function is mission. If you want to know what my mission was prior to life, it was mission, prepare teachers. Teach teachers, Farley. That's your mission, and that's what I'm here to do. You know, that's why you don't find me on national television or on national radio, because I'm right here at a spiritual focus, spiritual center of this planet. A lot of people don't like Los Angeles. They're not happy with the energy here. It's a Sodom and Gomorrah in many ways. But the truth is that we are still the angels. The city is still called the angels, not by accident, because the angels have grouped here. And not the California angels, you, the people of Southern California that listen to this show, of an angelic quality, that know you have an angelic quality, and it is not an accident that you spend every day at 12 noon listening to this show, recording this show, taking notes, sending for charts, taking classes, reading the books, and whatever, you're getting into this vibration because you are the priest and the priestess that is meant to deliver the word, a new word. You know what? In the age of Pisces, there was one man who martyred himself in order to create an epic and an ethic that people could adhere to for 2,000 years. This is the age of Aquarius that we're talking about here, and we're not talking about one man. We are talking about a group of people who I identify as the Aquarians. And I feel that I am also an Aquarian in that aspect, in that Aquarius epitomizes humanitarianism and technology for the use to serve humanity, and also clarity of a higher consciousness venue. And that's why I have proven, and I firmly believe, that there are millions of people that are born today that were born in this century, okay, in the early parts of the century, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, that are a force of teachers of an extremely creative focus. Because I myself am an actor, I am a producer, I am a director, I have a Bachelor of Arts in drama, and I produced and directed and starred in my own plays in college, got standing ovations for them, and I'm aware of my gift. But still, here I am serving the needs of those people that must hear this information. And you know, if there's a reason why you're not making money, or if there's a reason why your train or your boat and your truck has not come in, then it probably means that you are meant to do something for this planet to help out, which means some kind of New Age involvement. And if you already have a gift, if you already have an understanding of tarot or astrology or healing or crystals or metaphysics or reincarnation concepts, past life regression, channeling, whatever, if you have some kind of gift or some kind of focus or main interest, then that should tell you or give you some idea of what your eternal soul has focused on in many past lives, or what your New Age gift is, which really means which area you should be teaching in. Now, I know that you're, like I say, if your boat or your train is meant to come in and you're meant to be a star in show business or a famous writer, actor, comedian, or whatever, that's one thing. But consider the option of developing your own seminars, your own night classes in your home, or by tutoring or teaching or doing readings or whatever, putting signs up and letting people know you're out there and beginning a supplemental career to work off some of this karma of your soul, because unfortunately the universe does not drop fame and stardom on people unless I feel they have earned it as a benefit. Okay? And oftentimes your karma is at such a state that if you do not share love, light, peace, and consciousness and enlightenment with others, there is really no other way, unless through personal forgiveness, that you can help work off and absolve that karma that is attached to your soul that can prevent you from having that obsession that you seek. And oftentimes those of us of a most creative level are extremely impatient and extremely obsessed with what our goal is in life. And that's why everything, including what we're doing now, is on hold. Okay? And, you know, I present these topics usually because this is the one focus that everyone in the entire audience needs to hear. And yesterday I met some wonderful people in my house, and I was talking to Keck and to some of these other people that came in, and I was discussing this issue, you know, that I was inspired to discuss with them how so many people that listen to the Astrology Hour are so special and so unemployed and so broke, and they are so creative at the same time, that what are they down deep? Down deep they are the new age priest and priestess that is literally being asked to do something to help this planet. And then while they develop their gifts and their creative talents on the other way, if the universe is meant to drop stardom and fame and publicity and all that stuff, recognition on them, then so be it. If destiny dictates that, it will be. But at the same time, what, don't you understand what you're doing? You are using your knowledge and your power to help people. It is a labor of love, and it is a gift of passion and compassion, but it is something that this planet is screaming for right now. Because we have thousands of New Age and metaphysical priests and priestesses and teachers out there that aren't doing a thing about it. And they wonder why they're in a rut. They wonder why they have no bank account. They wonder why they're so depressed. And they wonder why they feel so lost. And yet they listen to my show and they understand it clearly, and that says something for you. If you listen to this show and understand 90% of the topics I deliver, and you speak my language, then you're there, puppy. You're there, and that means that you are meant to deliver a message as possibly one of my apprentices or one of God's apprentices or whatever. That's the whole purpose of me being alive, to help people and to serve and to deliver information and knowledge to promote happiness and peace and balance and justice and open-mindedness on this planet. It's that simple, you know? And cohesion and sharing and family of man, no limitations, no walls, no arguments, no irritabilities, no upsets, no temperament, peace and love. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, if you recorded this show and you happen to be unemployed and you found a blank tape to do it in, then there might be something you need to listen to over and over again. Food for thought. That's what this show's all about. Something you might focus on. And if you are a very intelligent person, let's say you have some air planets in your chart, some air trines, Libra, Aquarius, and Gemini, or maybe you have an enhanced Mercury with a few trines on that, or enhanced Uranus with a couple trines on that, that means you are very intelligent. That means your intellectual level is so high that you should be able to brainstorm a business or a class or a seminar, no problem. You know, the only thing limiting you and the only thing you have to fear is fear. That's all it is. And negative thinking, that's it. You are unlimited. The world is your resource. And you could sit there and brainstorm a business or a way to bring people into your life where they will give you money for knowledge. And you will sit there and be able to create a New Age seminar that could reflect a glowing light from your heart and from your soul that is sure to come back to you. And when it does, be ready. Be ready when that light shines on you, because it'll probably be a spotlight somewhere, and someone will have a microphone in your mouth to find out how you did it and where you started it all. I'm sure, I hope that one day, somewhere, maybe 100 years from now, that someone will be on a microphone in front of a camera and they'll say, where did it all start? What got you into all this? What made you do what you wanted to do? The year 2096, right? And this old guy will get up there and say, well, you know what? Back in the 80s, there was a guy in Southern California, you might have heard of him, Farley Malaris. He had an astrological, metaphysical radio show. He inspired me to do what I'm doing, and that's why I'm doing it. You know, and that will be my legacy. That will be my legacy of leaving behind when I leave this planet, the fact that I lit a few candles of hope and of love in someone's heart, and they reflected it, and they nurtured it, and it became a blaze of fire and glory, and they shared that love and light with thousands of people, and then they were given that gift to be famous or to be creative or to be a talented, gifted artisan in the public eye, and that's what their reward is. You know, I think the problem that a lot of us have, And a lot of us that are, in fact, reincarnated Atlanteans are people that have come from a legacy of incredible power, incredible power. We're talking about total telepathy, total ability to fly. We're talking about 100% telekinesis, total ESP, and total spiritual development. You know, living in this body in 20th century Earth in the United States, wow, have we been reduced, huh? We have really been stricken and restricted, and we are talking about a mass of creative artisans out there, an entire generation that is so utterly frustrated, they don't know what it is. You know, the only way to get back to Atlantis is develop your power and share it with others. That's how you do it. Meditation, affirmations, visualization, astrology, metaphysics, esoteric awareness, the multidimensional self, the higher self, channeling, healing, all of it. You know, all of it is part and parcel to the power that we have being representatives of this energy of God that exists in the universe. Are we not the heralds of the new age? It's up to you to commit and assume relationship for that, you know. But if you are somebody that listens to this show over and over again and have never been able to spend a penny on it because you haven't had the money, you wanted to get your chart so bad, you wanted to be able to support the show and join the club, find out your forecast, but you just don't have the money in the bank because you're knocking yourself out trying to get that lotto to come in for you in career. And it's so hard. You know, once you start reaching out and sharing a little bit and teaching some of this knowledge, you know, and becoming responsible for the new age priest or priestess that you truly are, look out, because the entire universe may open up and pour its abundance upon you. That's the way it works. Okay, the unemployed priest and priestess, another interesting topic presented to you by Astrological Metaphysical Radio. In case you wondered, I am Farley Mallorys, and this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, soon to be the 90s.